I need to know how to rat out my neighbor without getting caught.
What?
So if don't you guys talk about it on a radio show.
They don't know
that other people can hear.
They don't know who I am. They're not that close to neighbors. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they listen to, sir.
Yeah. They
we're very popular.
In one particular block
in Charlestown.
I'm not arguing that. They have a grill with a propane tank on the rooftop of their place I can see from my bedroom, which is a no-no.
You can't have any kind of fiery thing.
I think you're allowed to have it if you have a gas line run. Yeah, you can have a hardwired gas line in.
I think it's because the tank can explode because it's direct sunlight on it.
Every place I've ever lived that has a wood deck, you can't have any kind of fire on it, period.
Yeah, I don't know what
well, if you
all
own
neighborhoods
it.
Have. Yeah, but if you own your place and you have a gas line, or you could do... But anyway, so this one has a propane tank and they're not allowed to be up there. So maybe, it was maybe like 2 years ago. Our next door neighbors had a gas leak and the fire truck showed up. And so my wife, you know, being the nosy neighbor that we are, she asked him, she's like, hey, are you allowed to have, you know, gas grills on the rooftops? And he said, no. And she said, well, our neighbor has a grill up there, but I don't know if it's gas or not. And he said, well, it might be a gas line, or if they do charcoal, it might be okay, depending on their variants or whatever. So the other day I saw it. It's a propane tank.
Oh, my God.
Aha!
Did you take a picture?
Are so nosy. I don't even know how you get along in your day, like to do actually things you need to do. So busy looking at other folks in your neighborhood. Sorry, Annie. Please.
Yes, Annie.
You know what happens to rats, right?
What?
Have you ever seen The Departed?
You live in Charlestown. That, you look like The Departed today.
I got inspired last night.
You saw the movie last night,
I feel like Leo today.
You do. You look like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Tracksuit.
You got a black hat on. You got your tracksuit.
Are you wearing white case?
You're rolling
Smith
to the North End later.
You got white Reeboks on?
Oh,
it's close.
White beater
close,
on underneath close. The tracksuit.
Might be.
But that's a weird situation.
Well, it's dangerous because we've had fires in Charlestown that have been caused because people have had those things explode. So this isn't something that never happened. It happened a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when that house goes, a couple of the houses around it end up getting damaged, and we're close enough that the embers. So I'm just trying to figure out how we could surreptitiously rat them out.
Well, I don't just call the fire department. It's pretty straightforward, Carson. Yeah, I don't know why you're thinking this on a harder
why
than
don't
you
just,
need to.
I don't want my
why don't you get okay, write in a little
because everybody knows everybody. So somebody at the fire station is related to somebody.
Write a note, give it to Barrett and have Barrett walk into the fire station and say, Mr. Fireman, this is for you. And that way they're like, oh, this little kid came in.
Here's what you do. You go to the store. You buy yourself a burner phone. Then you use the burner phone to call the fire department.
Yes.
And you use, also, you get one of those voice changer thingy-mabobbers that makes you so nervous. And you use that, and then that way no one will ever know it was you.
Where do you buy a burner phone? That is a great idea.
Any store in America.
Any store that sells prepaid phone cards.
Oh, yeah?
Or Best Buy.
Probably any local corner store in Charlestown. Actually,
yeah, or Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
BC has them on every corner.
I like that, a burner phone.
What?
It's so
ridiculous. Wife, you realize if you get caught with a burner phone, your wife's going to think you're cheating, right?
No, you do it right in front of her, because obviously she'd want to know because she's as nosy as you are.
She's still going to forget. And then a month down the road, she's going to open up the junk drawer.
Oh, no, you throw away the burner phone.
And she's going to find a burner phone.
Y'all, have you not watched television?
I use
the burner phone. You throw the burner phone into the Mystic River.
Do I get to smash the burner phone?
Carson just wants to be big and bad. That's what this story is about.
Yeah, he's got
to
be hard.
My neighbor has a grill.
In his tangerine orange.
My neighbor has a grill. I'm doing a public service.
Hello.
I feel like if anybody owns a burner phone,
this is
you,
Carson
Annie.
With a C. I'm hiding my identity.
Annie doesn't need a burner phone. Her parents pay for hers.
You just star 6-7. That's all.
Oh, boy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.